Yes, we know that we're believers. We're not only believers, we're spirit-filled believers with the authority that Christ gave us as he ascended on high. That authority, that is for victory, not only in our lives, not only to lead others to Christ, but that we might become disciples, real disciples of Christ, and live the victorious life that he gave us to live. Well, let's turn in our Bibles this morning to Psalm 110, which is the psalm for today as we're going through the Bible in a year. And I'm going to do something different this morning. As you turn to that, and if you don't have a Bible, would you look on with somebody sitting next to you, somebody that has a Bible at the table? I want you, it's a quick psalm. It's only 7 verses. I'm going to give you a few minutes to look through to see what it says, okay? I'm not going to read it. I'm going to let you read it out of the Word yourselves. It's a great little psalm. A great little psalm. And it tells us that he's our king, and he's our priest, and it tells us, guess who wins?
We do.
We do. He does. He and us wins.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
But the exciting verse to me, even as we go down to the property today and pray on our property, is verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. Wow. Thy people shall be willing.
Amen.
Paula's looking at me like she knew this is where I was going to share from. You did, didn't you? Yes, she always knows exactly what I'm going to say. Amen. What does it mean to be willing? Number one, who are his people?
We are.
I am. You are. Say it to somebody. You're his people.
You're
his people. You're his people. You're his. That's so we know who he's talking about. And guess what? In the day of his power, and it is now, and it will be, and it will continue to be, there's something in us that is willing to do his will. What does it mean to be willing? It means a free will offering, offering freely, voluntarily offering, to be plentiful, spontaneous, and abundant. Wow, that's the qualities. That will is what will be in us as God is in his power, the day of his power. It means the day of his army, the day of his hosts coming together, his forces coming together, the day of his strength, the day of his might. Oh, hallelujah! That day is coming and is upon us. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. There is coming a time on this earth that is going to be the most exciting time of history. And we have the privilege of walking in it. Not only walking in it, but being willing to walk in it. We are agreeing with him. Does that sound familiar? Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Let's stand and let's say this verse 3 together. Do it from the Message Bible, because they told you what it says. I verified it in the Hebrew, so let's see if Peterson got it or not, okay? Your people will freely join you, resplendent in holy armor, on the great day of your conquest.
Join you
at the
break of
day.
Join you
With all the vigor of youth. Can you celebrate it?
I can indeed.
We're going to celebrate.